This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Our next guest has a dire warning. He writes that we are at a, quote, inflection point. The two basic components of the democratic capitalist system are at risk of splitting apart. This poses an existential threat to human progress in the 21st century, paralleling the importance of climate change. This is how this new book that is out begins.
The book, Invisible Trillions, How Financial Secrecy is Imperiling Capitalism and Democracy, and the Way to Renew Our Broken System. The author, Raymond Baker, is founder and president of Global Financial Integrity. It's a think tank based in Washington, D.C. that focuses on illicit financial flows, corruption, illicit trade, and money laundering. Good to have you with us this afternoon. Congratulations on the book, Raymond. I wanted to start with the title, the subtitle here, Financial Secrecy. How do you define financial secrecy?
It's a series of mechanisms that work together to allow capitalism to operate in secrecy. Tax havens, secrecy jurisdictions, disguised corporations, anonymous trust accounts, fake foundations, falsified trade that is conducted where invoice values and real values do not match. And then there are all sorts of money laundering techniques that are used to handle particular kinds of transactions. And then, to be honest, another part of the system is holds that governments leave in the laws of their countries that facilitate the movement of money through this financial secrecy system and ultimately into their own economies. The U.S. is the recipient of more illicit money, more dirty money than any other country.
So, Raymond, one thing, is it the case of as long as there's money and there are some people who have more money than others, that this is just going to be a problem? This is just the way capitalism works?
Interesting question. This is not the way that capitalism worked at the turn of the century. At the mid 20th century. There was a 15-year period in there between the end of World War II and 1960 when capitalism operated at a very high level of responsibility. In fact, at that time, the ratio of income for the executive class and the workers class, the ratio at that time, let's take 1960, was only 20 to 1. Today, that ratio is more than 350 to 1. And the reason it has exploded is because we have set up so many mechanisms that enable money to move in hidden ways, in disguised ways, and it therefore inevitably moves to the top.
So who's responsible for creating this system?
We are.
What do you mean by we, though? I mean,
we in the wealthier Western countries. A lot of people think that this is something that has been done to us by drug dealers and traffickers and counterfeiters and terrorist financiers and so forth. That's just not correct. We in the richer Western countries have created every single technique, every single element of the financial secrecy system that is today used to move trillions and trillions of dollars around the world.
So, you know, it's interesting. I feel like you can see the whiteboard in the cycle, right? You know, individuals, companies make money, and they ultimately then have the power to support political candidates and initiatives that lead to whether it's tax breaks or policies that benefit them. And, you know, politicians listen because that gets them elected, that gives them money to run campaigns that are expensive. And so the cycle continues. Is that the basic cycle that's the problem, or is it something more or different?
You've hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what happens. The wealthy are able to buy the kinds of laws that perpetuate the financial secrecy system. Just to give you one example, I mentioned tax havens. There isn't a single tax haven that figured out themselves. I'm talking about the Cayman Islands and Guernsey and Jersey and other tax havens. There isn't a single one of them that figured out how to be a tax haven. No. We from the richer Western countries came to them and said, please adopt these kinds of laws, and then we will shift a lot of business through the tax havens. I repeat what I said. Every single element of the financial secrecy system has been created by us. Not a single piece of it was created by others.
So does that mean we can fix it?
Exactly. Since we created this, we can decreate it. And I think that's what has to be done in the capitalist system going forward. We have to decreate this financial secrecy system that is driving crime and corruption and kleptocracy and even terrorist financing and authoritarianism. And worst of all, economic inequality.
Raymond, I have to jump in because we're running out of time. Just got about 35, 40 seconds. How do we do it? Because this is not a new issue. We've talked about it a lot here at Bloomberg. And I think it's great that you are, you know, drawing more attention to it. But it's not a new necessarily idea. We kind of understand it. So what one step could we take that would change it dramatically? And just quickly.
The broad answer is increased transparency and accountability. Let me just give you one example of that. There are millions of disguised corporations around the world. Get rid of disguised corporations. Get rid of shell corporations. And that can be done with a simple law that says it's illegal for banks to receive money from shell companies. We did exactly that with shell banks. There used to be one of the elements of the financial secrecy system was shell banks. Mm-hmm. We took shell banks off the table just like that. Well, we can do the same thing with shell companies if we choose to do so.
I think a lot of people are probably listening saying, yep, I get it. It makes sense. Raymond Baker, thank you. Founder, president of Global Financial Integrity. His new book, Invisible Trillions, How Financial Secrecy is Imperiling Capitalism and Democracy and the Way to Renew Our Broken System. Joining us there from D.C.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it. If you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.